Well, the chair of Whānau Ora Meripeka Raukawa Tait says a crisis in children's welfare won't be helped by cutting jobs at Oranga Tamariki. More than 400 positions are slated to go at the Ministry for Children, including Māori specialist roles. Children's Minister Karen Chaw says the job losses will improve the agency's focus.
I campaigned on having a full reset of Oranga Tamariki, making sure they get back to their core focus, which is our young people. So this is just putting that into practice.
But Meripeka Raukawa Tait is, sceptical about that. She joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Well, we've heard from the Minister there that this will put the focus back where it needs to be, on children. You're sceptical about that.
Well, absolutely. I've never heard anything so ridiculous. If children are at the centre of this organisation, then cost saving is just ridiculous. You've got to make sure that they get the services when they're needed. And this is just a continuation of what we've seen in the past for the organisation. Transformation, changes, everything. And children are not at the centre of the organisation, that's for sure.
Do you not accept that they are going to take funding and resources from back office staff and put them into front office, forward-facing staff, the people actually out there, I'm using all this managerial speak, at the coalface, working with children?
Well, back office services are important as well, not just frontline services. Everything is important. And so, you know, when you take away 500 or 600 staff, do they not realise that something's got to give? And what will give are the services for the children. And so, and this has come around very, very, you know, just in the last couple of few moments. But it just seems to me, look, children are so important. Our children are so important. And I understand that when you want to make some changes, yes, but for our children's sake, then you need to be very, very careful.
The reform has been underway signalled for a while. There have been, as you are all too well aware, a number of damning reports into Oranga Tamariki. You've been highly critical too, I think, you know, calling for them to be disestablished in some ways. Chappie Dukani, the head there, says this is part of the reform process as they switch to a locally led operating model. I'm quoting here from a statement he sent us saying that this is fundamentally moving us from where we are towards the kind of ministry we need to be. So they're adamant this is about making it better, not just the cost-saving aspect.
No, it's cost saving. It's cost saving. This is not making it better. This is not looking at what needs to be done. Where can we improve services? This is clearly cost saving. Look, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind if it was to, making sure that the services are fit for purpose. But this is purely cost saving. So this will be to the detriment of the children who need the services and their families.
Are there particular roles you are most concerned about?
No, not particular roles. I mean, I would like to see is that they're there when the children need the services, when the families need help. But unfortunately, I look at this and I think, oh my goodness, an organisation that really has such a crucial role right now. And right now, when families are under stress, you know, this is cost of living crisis that puts stress on the families and the children will suffer.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Meripeka Raukawa Tait, the chair of Whānau Ora.